Yeah, I hear you, big guy.
Eddie, you're alive?
Barely. Ugh, took one of the ribs while I was running away. Didn't even feel the fucker.
Fuck.
Hey, it's not like I got hit by a fucking car like some people around here. God damn, when I saw that van flying into you. I thought...
You thought I was dead, didn't you?
Damn it, Pierce. I fucking hate how sentimental I get with you. I take one giant fucking horse cock up my ass and now... Now I can't see myself without you in my life. When I saw that wolf bastard dragging you away, I knew I couldn't. I couldn't just die until I was sure you were alright.
You fucking dumb noodle.
I love you, you big, beautiful stud. Don't ever scare me like that again. If you do, fuck you. I won't fucking try and save you next time.
I'll bet you will.
Yeah, well, maybe. But fuck you anyways.
Hello?
Huh? The fuck? Quentin, what the fuck are you doing here?
I am actually not supposed to be here. I am actually here for Lenny. But I heard someone talking about you. So I thought I would stop by and check to see how you're doing.
Who the hell is that guy, P.S.?
Yeah. Just a guy I helped out back before we were partners, Eddie.
Oh, okay.
What happened, Pierce?
Some nobody who thought he was somebody decided to run me over with a van.
I am sorry to hear that.
Occupational hazard. What about you? Something happened to Lenny?
Oh, the little noodle was showing off to Barry and ended up breaking a leg. I told him to stop belly sliding in the bathtub, probably 100 times.
Sounds like him. Everything all right otherwise?
Yeah, everything is fine.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, you might as well get out of here before you get into some trouble. I don't want to have to arrest you in this condition.
See you around, Officer Pierce.
Pierce?
Yeah, Eddie?
Why are you so fucking charming?
I don't know. Must be that new cologne I've been using or something.
You're such a fucking dork, big guy. Actually, I wouldn't mind if we, you know, maybe spent more time together. Like we did the other night.
Not now, Eddie. I was hit by a van.
I don't mean now, you fucking moron. I mean, when we get out of here. Maybe we can push our slaves together and I can move in with you. What's with the groan? Don't you want me?
Yeah, fine. Don't cry on me, you noodle cocksock.
Yeah, that's better. Gonna be the best little weasel wifey you ever had.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be. Speaking of our slaves, I'm surprised I haven't figured out where air.
Man, it's so great that we're living together now. I can still hardly believe it.
I think it's harder to believe that Eddie can take that much cock inside him. He's so tiny.
Yeah. How is it even possible?
Hey, now that we're all together, you think they'd like it if we got horny with each other?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, we should definitely make love.
Good idea. Let's kiss and put on a show for our masters while they fuck.
Fucking come here, big stud. You and I both know that my boy didn't deserve to be fired. You think because you're the biggest, meanest guy on the block, you can rip my boy's choice in life away from him? He was doing good in the world. What right do you have to just rip that away from him?
I already told you I was gonna give him back his badge.
He also wants an apology. Isn't that right, Jack?
I'm really fine either way, Mom.
Hush up and let me talk, sweetie. You should apologize to him right now and tell him how important Jack is to your precinct. Apologize now!
I'm very sorry.
Oh, very well. Now, give him back his badge and his gun. I'm sure things will get much better around here now that you've stopped being such a jerk.
Here's your badge and gun, Jack. So glad to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Very good. Now, come on, Jack, let's get you a nice desk. Something a great cop really deserves.
I don't mind if it's just my regular desk.
Oh, no, no, no. You're going to get a truly nice desk this time.
Fucking goddamn motherfucker!
Chief?
What?
You wanted me to tell you when Pierce and Eddie are back from their lunch break?
And?
And they are, sir. Do you want me to...
Pierce! Cocksock! Get into my office! Ralph, get out of here!
I'm gone.
Sir?
The fuck, Chief? My name is Eddie.
No, it isn't! As long as you're getting used like a fleshlight by the fucking Clydesdale dick, you're gonna be cocksock and you'll fucking like it! Now fucking tell me your name!
Cocksock?
That's right! Now listen to me, you fucking faggots! I was just lectured for 20 minutes by a fucking bunny! I'm in a worse mood than I've ever been! So I don't want any more crap!
Yes, sir.
Some jackass has been kidnapping slaves somewhere around the marketplace and taking them to who knows where. People we interviewed think there's a rat involved, but nobody fucking knows anything. I want you two to figure it the fuck out.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's it. Get the hell out of my office and slam the fucking door behind you.
Yes, sir.
Wow, I have never seen him so pissed. I guess he's not used to being yelled at by angry bunnies.
Ugh, Jack's mom, the less.
You know, I still say Jack should be my bitch.
You're the bitch, Eddie. You'll always be the bitch.
Yeah, that's true. I'm always gonna be your bitch, Daddy.
Don't call me that.
Why not?
It makes me feel old.
You are old. But, I fucking like you, old Daddy.
Fucking noodle.
I love you too, Daddy.
Aye, I love you too, cocksock.